Hi guys, so it's been a little while. Our new podcast for this fine and shiny fiery day is Christ in Your Actual Flesh. Okay, let's look. Sorry, I'm a little bit high.
Hi!
At 4:14 a.m. Yes, that's right. Okay, Christ in Your Actual Flesh. 2 John 1, 7 and 8 is what we're going to look at. We will look at that. Because many deceivers have entered into the world, those not confessing Jesus Christ coming in flesh, this is the deceiver and antichrist. So, let's have a look here. Okay, so, because many deceivers, a deceiver, a seducer, and someone that causes you to stray, someone who is misleading, and they're seductive in their speech, okay? So they're seductive, they sound good, it's seducing, it sounds good, feels good, looks good, but it's seductive, okay? It's enticing you, and it's causing you to stray from the truth, and it's misleading you. Because many deceivers have entered into the world. The word entered there is forsaken the body or departed from the body or have gone before Christ. They've gone off on their own tangent. They've gone off on their own ideas. They've departed from the instruction, the internal instruction and teaching of Christ that comes from within. They've forsaken the body. They've departed from. Okay. Because many deceivers have entered into the world, those not confessing Jesus Christ, coming in flesh, this is the deceiver and antichrist. Confessing there, the word confessing is of one mind, homologos, to speak the same. Okay, so that's what it's saying. Those who are not confessing Jesus Christ, you can see it around. Okay, those who are not confessing, they're not of one mind. They're not of homologos. They're not speaking the same thing. Confessing Jesus Christ. And this is the beauty about God, right? You cannot pretend. You'll be caught out. You can't fake it. You can't fake a one mind. You can't fake a homologos. You can't speak the same as somebody in a different country unless you are a one mind of the Holy Spirit. And you can't fake that. Holy Spirit. So those not confessing Jesus Christ coming in flesh. It says coming in flesh. It doesn't say coming in the flesh back in 2000 years ago. It says Jesus Christ coming in flesh. So those not confessing, those not speaking the one mind to speak the same, the homologos of coming, to come from one place to another into the body, the Messiah, the Messiahs. Okay, and it says as opposed to the false Christ. So these are the real Christs. There's a lot of them, the Christs on the earth, right? Who are of the one mind, they're the one accord. We've said it in Acts many times about the apostles, that they're of one accord, they're of one mind. They've got the homologos and they speak the same thing. They're unified in the spirit, unified in the mind, because why? Jesus has come inside of their flesh. Now their flesh, their body, their actual physical body in this earth realm is Jesus. They have given their body to Jesus and he has possessed them. When you're possessed by a spirit, you become that spirit. They use your mouth, they use your tongue, they use your body to do whatever they want in this earth, in this realm, in this physical plane, because they're a spirit and they can't do anything without a body. They need a body. I mean, this isn't rocket science, you know. It is for Christians because they've never encountered spirits. They don't know. But I'm telling you, the people that are out there in the suit, they're people that go into the demonic supernatural because they smell religion and they come to religion and there's absolutely no spirituality. So they're like, well, that's not real, because we know what spiritual is, right? These people aren't spiritual. Christ has not come inside of their bodies. Christ coming in your flesh, making you a Messiah and a Savior. You're a Christ now. Jesus on the earth, literally. Literally. That's what this is saying. Be careful of those who don't tell you that that's who you are, because they're a deceiver, they're misleading you, and they're seducing you with the wrong speech. They're causing you to stray away from what? Okay? In the flesh, in this realm, this fear, it says, this fear, okay? It's not saying this. In this flesh, in the flesh. So coming in flesh, in the realm, in this sphere, which is saying it's inside and within the physical nature of man, to appear clothed in human nature. So now the spirit in you is clothed. Your spirit now has the spirit of God, who is you now has a human body to be able to go and do what he wants to do on the earth. Just like every demon who has a body can do what they want on the earth. Right? And they've destroyed it. Why? Because Christianity hasn't come in to the fullness and to their inheritance and the perfection, the full salvation of what they're meant to come into. They're waiting for salvation when they die, and they're not getting it. Salvation's now in your flesh, and then you take the earth. That's what's written. That's your inheritance. That's what you're meant to be doing. But they're not teaching you this. Why? Okay. He comes in the flesh, and it combats our fleshly desires, our sin. It's the literal armor. It is him through us. Now it says, all right, where are we? So those who are not of one mind, speaking the same thing with Christ, literally clothed with their human nature, are deceivers and antichrists, it says. They are antichrists and deceivers. Watch yourselves, it says, for 2 John 1:8. Watch yourselves, that not you should lose what things we have accomplished, but a reward of full we might receive. It says that in the Greek, right? Watch yourselves. Watch there. To be aware. Look to oneself. Providing and taking care of oneself. Yourself there is your mind, your conscience. Okay, so watch what is going into your mind. Watch yourselves. Watch yourselves, should not lose. The word should not lose there is apolumi. The illumi, right? Apolumi, which is fully destroy, cutting off entirely, permanent destruction, to cancel out, remove, cause to be lost, utterly perishing, render useless by one's conduct, to cause another, it says here in the Greek. So render useless by one's conduct, to cause another to lose eternal salvation, it says. To cause another to lose eternal salvation. And it says it in, and uses that same word, apolumi, in Romans 14:15, and I'll go to that after. But it's the same one, and it causes destruction, and it destroys and causes to lose eternal salvation. So you can lose your salvation. What we have accomplished, it's worked for, what we have ministered for, ministered to you, to labor, to bring you into, but rather your reward. Okay, so we've labored and ministered into you, it says. What we have accomplished in the Greek, it says it. Watch yourselves that not you should lose what things we have accomplished, but a reward full we might receive. So what we have accomplished, which is ministered to you, labored to bring you into your reward, which is mythos. It's your wages. Your wages for making the decision to labor for Christ. might receive in full. Receive there, or it says it means to be paid. Paid for the full perfection, fully permeated, thoroughly permeated in completeness. In completeness, that the retribution, it says, that the retribution, and the retribution there is the punishment inflicted on Christ as vengeance for a wrong criminal act. So receive, it says, the full perfection. Be thoroughly permeated, that you get all he paid for, which is him literally in your flesh, possessed in full perfection with him. So, okay, and it goes on. Anyone transgressing, going before Christ, like it says in Matthew 21:31, the prostitutes go before, and not abiding in the teaching of Christ, it says. Okay, so the prostitutes go before, it's saying. What are they? It's the harlot. They're playing the harlot. The prostitutes go before. It says that in Matthew 21:31, but it's talking about it here in 2 John. Anyone transgressing, going before Christ, and not abiding in the teaching of Christ, right? Abiding there is remain, stay, wait, not to depart, and to be in his possession. Teaching there is the teaching, it's his instruction inside of you. That's the teaching. The doctrine of Christ, the teaching of Christ is him teaching you. He says they'll all be taught by God, right? The anointing is your teacher. Jesus is the teacher through your flesh. You don't need an external teacher because he's in you and he uses your tongue. He has taken control of your mind. He's taken control of your body. You are the one who has to just get used to that and learn to do and be obedient to the words that he's commanding you from inside of you, right? This is an internal instruction. He leads you. Okay, he opens up the scriptures to you, and he makes you know them. He gives you understanding and wisdom, and he leads you through you. You know, we don't go and check a doctrine to make sure something, you know, to work something out. That's not being led within. Okay, that's immediately tells you that that's a false teacher. If they're having to check from everything on the outside, but they're not hearing from what's coming from within, okay? They're immediate, that immediate going to something on the outside to check something, it immediately tells you there's a false teacher. It's a deceiver and an antichrist. It's an antichrist spirit. It's fake and false, and it's exposed because it can't hear what's going on inside because it doesn't believe that Jesus has come in flesh. And it's just their own belief. They don't believe that Jesus is in their flesh. They don't understand. They're still going to outside teachings to try to figure out and understand and look, search the scriptures for Jesus. When he's like, you've given me your body, I'm in you, right? But they continue to feed from the outside rather than let that spirit come up and teach them from the inside, right? They're fearful. They have no trust. They have no faith in the Spirit of God. They don't know the Spirit of God whatsoever, so therefore they don't know the Son, and therefore they don't know the Father, therefore they are fake and they're deceivers. Okay. Teaching his instruction inside of you does not have God, but the one who does remain possessed has both the Son and the Father. If they are not possessed or dwelled with him, then don't let them in your house, it says. Don't let them dwell inside of your temple, your body, or they cause you to partake in evil and wickedness, error and slothful. They cause you to be slothful, which means what? Not laboring in the gospel, not laboring, working, not laboring for Christ, which is he's not working for Christ, laboring in what's inside of you. Therefore, no rewards. Therefore, lost salvation. Okay, your house is your body. He says, don't let them in. Don't let that food, whatever they're feeding you, come inside of your body. Why? Because it immediately makes you partake in evil. because it's not words from God, who's an internal instruction, an internal teaching. They're trying to feed you from teaching that is doctrines of man, doctrines of demon. They're trying to get you to feed on food that's with outside of you and not inside of you. Okay, partake in evil wickedness and slothful. You become slothful, which means what? You don't labor. You're not laboring. He's in you and you're not laboring. You're just out there eating this, doing that. You're not even, nothing's coming alive for you. You're not eating anything from him. So you're building nothing and it's worthless and it's wicked. All right, so now we're going to look at Romans 14:15. It says, when you eat their food, you allow them to dwell in your body, right? That's not what it says, but that's what that means. It says, don't let them. If they're not possessed with the Son and the Father through the flesh, if they don't think that they are Jesus, if they don't believe they are Jesus, okay, because it hasn't come through their body, and they can say it, but they've got to have one mind with other Christs on the earth, right? It's one mind. How do you know that? They say the same thing. They speak the same thing. It's the same word. Because it's the same Jesus. It's only one God. Okay, it's not 100 different spirits. It's one spirit and they've all got it. And it doesn't matter where they are. They can be in the north, they can be in the west, they can be wherever they want to be. Doesn't matter where they are. They all possess the one spirit and therefore they all possess the one mind because he's omnipresent and omnipotent. It's just you don't understand that. So that's coming through your body and you're getting used to that. And you're yielding more and more to that. But as you continue to yield to that, you will grow in it and understand it more. But when you continue to eat from the outside, from these false teachers, it's putting wicked back inside of your body, which is another blockage. It dams him up. Right? You're feeding, you're not watching what's going into your mind. You're letting it all come in and he's like, it causes him naturally to depart, right? Because that's what sin does. It's not that you're doing a bad thing. It's sin, this evil and wickedness that we eat out there in the world. What it does, it's the power of sin. It's a power. It's a power. And what it does, it's like an immediate law. It causes like a deflection from him. Like he can't, he's not, he doesn't, like he can't exist with it. They're opposites. They're not of the same. They're not of the same ousios. They're not of the same substance, right? They're not homoousios or homologos. They're not one. Sin is not one with the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of sin is not one. They are different, right? So when the power of sin comes into you, it causes... It's like a negative against the power of the Holy Spirit, which can't function. All of that sin, that power of sin has to come out, right? And that it's just an immediate thing that happens. It's a law, right? But he's the law and he overpowers it, so you don't let sin in. He did that once and for all on the cross. The sin came into him. That made the Spirit depart from him. Right, he took it all on so we could have the fullness of him inside of us now on the earth, eternal salvation, walking and reigning on earth. So don't listen to these false teachers. They are full of it. They don't know what they're talking about. They've got so much false teaching inside of their minds that they don't even know the instruction from within anymore. Right, and they're still playing church, but it's not going to happen. Okay, so Romans 14:15, it says, again, Romans 14:15, it uses that same word, the apolumi. That apolumi is what causes you to lose your salvation. It's apolumi, it means to lose eternal salvation. Apolumi. And so that word, and the verse is in the Greek, because the English translations have totally missed it. They're thinking it's talking about natural food, which is ridiculous, because these books aren't for natural thinking. I mean, they weren't natural people back then. They knew they were spiritual. They were never natural. If indeed on account of food the brother of you is grieved, which is no longer according to love, are you walking? It says, you're no longer walking in love. If on account of food the brother of you is grieved, no longer according to love are you walking, not with the food of you, him, you destroy him for whom Christ died, it says, right? I'm so sick of these natural teachers, these natural apostles and these natural prophets. They're leading people astray in their natural carnal dog food pig pens. I'm telling you, these people, like, they smell it, right? They come in, they smell this natural crap from a mile away. They come in and they go, this is pathetic religion, this is not spiritual. And they go to the demonic supernatural because at least it's spiritual. Not every demon is spiritual. Every demonic teaching is spiritual out there. But this is so earthly and natural that there's no spirit on it. And people sense that when they come in. It's like they're coming out there, at least they were feeling the spirit. And you come into Christianity and all of a sudden they try to take their spirituality out of you and make you natural and carnal. And you're no longer walking, you don't feel the spirit. You're afraid of what's spiritual. I mean, they just drum all this fear into you. They just remove your spirituality. It's because they haven't got any spirituality on them. They don't know how to teach you how to be spiritual because they haven't come into any sort of spirituality. They're carnal and earthly and natural. So they don't know us. Okay, so Romans 14:15, it says, if what food you feed people, e.g. your teaching, if your teaching still leaves people dead and natural, then you're not walking with God. Or it says you're not walking in love, which means you're not walking with God. For the food you are feeding them causes them to lose their salvation, which Christ died for them to have. The full perfection of Christ in their bodies, possessed by a spirit. Possessed by a spirit, like you're channeling, right? You've channeled a spirit, it's come into your body, now it's taken over you, right? That's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit possesses your body. You have the Holy Spirit possess your body. Jesus has come in through your flesh. Hence, now you are eternally saved because His spirit overcome. His spirit was eternally saved. His spirit was resurrected and he gave his spirit to us. So now his spirit's inside of us. Your spirit's not saved. His spirit's saved. His spirit inside of you. Your spirit's damned. Your spirit's... You can never overcome the law. It was ridiculous. You can't overcome that with our sinful flesh. It's impossible. But he can, through us, his spirit in us overcomes, right? We don't have the desires of the natural and the carnal and the animalistic world. Our desire now is him bursting through our flesh. Your kingly glory comes through. Your queenly glory comes through you. Because now you're ruling and reigning on this earth, right? Not through the mind. All right, so humility. I wanted to look at really quickly just with the humility of gifts. Because, you know, the last few weeks, as I really started to come to understand... And come to experience my gift more or so, it's a better word, like to experience it and to how in your gift it causes humility in you. And we see in Romans 12:3, I warn everyone not to be high-minded, overly proud, to have high thoughts, which is lacking humility and a true sense of reality. And we see the way of the kingdom is humility. It's lowliness, okay? He came in, he's a lowly servant. The way of the kingdom's humility. And Acts 20:19 says, serving the Lord with all humility. And your gift will humble you. And then it will humble others. It's not an effort to walk in humility. It's achieved by the Spirit in you. And when you are operating in your gift, it cuts you. And it keeps you humble because you're operating in your gift. It's a gift and it's His spirit's humble. It's a humble and low spirit in you. But when you're operating in your gift, it causes you to be humble. Not by a work or a trying to be humble, but it literally humbles you. Because you see you know nothing. You see how little you know. Until you start operating in that gift, and then he does it. I mean, he does it. You can't know what to do. He knows it. It's his gift. The gift of the Holy Spirit, right? He is the Holy Spirit. The gifts are in the Holy Spirit, which is him. The gift of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are him. So it's him operating through you. He's using your voice to teach or to preach or to pastor, or, you know, and this impeccable wisdom that he has comes through. He's using just your mouth to do what he's doing. Well, you don't know. It's humbling every time. And that's how others are humbled, through your gift, right? And that's the whole point. That's why we need to that's why operating in your gifts, that's what operating in your gift means. It humbles people. So why? Because the meek will inherit the earth, Matthew 5:5 says. The meek are the humble. They will inherit the earth. But the earth, you know what I mean? What's the earth? Well, it says in Revelation 5:10, you have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God. And they will reign on earth. And that means, reigning on earth means they will exercise dominion. Now, on the earth. This isn't later. They're waiting for Jesus to come back through the clouds, which we are the clouds. They're waiting for Jesus to come back. And they think that's when everyone's going to reign or something. I don't know. Whatever perverted crap they've got in their minds, because they're so natural, they can't even understand what I'm saying today. It's ridiculous. So, your gift will humble you and it will humble others. And that's the whole point of it. That's why we're operating. That's why we have a gift. That's why he uses our body to bring the gift through, so it can humble people, so they can not be embarrassed or hurt, but so they can see that they know nothing, for one, so they can get out of the pride. Because if you're in pride, you're never going to come in and rule and reign. You're never going to have dominion over the earth. You can't, because you'd be trying to do it out of your own I know everything. And that's the problem with the earth today. That doesn't win. That's not what works. And that's not how it works. That's not how it goes. It's humility and the meekness of God, right? So the meek will inherit the earth. It's not meek and, oh, I'm so meek and I'm so humble and I honor you and I honor you. No, fuck them. That it's not about your words. It's not about any of that false crap. It's about you having given your body to him, and now he comes through. You don't eat anybody else's teaching. You eat his instruction that comes through your being, very brave and very courageous, and you follow the instructions of him, even if it means you're going against every powerful apostle out there in the earth, every powerful prophet who thinks they know everything in the earth, all these pyramid schemes and all these networks of churches that are on every corner that want you to come under their teaching, under their covering, which is demonic doctrines of men. Okay, it's about that. It's about who's courageous enough to stand up against that. And then let him rule through your mouth. Even if they put you on a cross and kill you for it. Who's going to go that far? They're the ones that inherit the earth, because they will allow him to rule and reign over and have dominion. They're not trying to say the words they want to say. They say what he uses their mouth. Literally. Literally, this is the truth. This is the absolute truth of it. Okay? And that's where that's the drunkenness. I mean, it's not just acting stupid. Let's all just be cool and stupid. No. He is the drunken. He is the spirit, and his spirit makes you feel that. But it's coming in, it's maturity. You mature into it. It's not just acting like idiots. You actually have to come into the humility, be humbled. So therefore, even if you're experiencing the spirit and you have not got that you haven't been humbled by your own gift, then you're not in your gift. there's still more humility. You still need to go lower still, lower still, lower still, which is shut up, listen, and learn something for once, and actually learn the way of the kingdom. Get humble, right? And let him know, and let him open the word to you, so you can learn it for yourself, and not be deceived by these deceivers and seducers who are giving you false teaching and filling your mind with natural and carnal teaching. Because if they're doing that and you're not being humbled by it, then they're wrong. And that's how you can tell. Okay. So when you're exercising dominion, you've made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God. They will reign on earth, right? Exercise dominion now. They're not distracted by earthly matters. They reign over earthly matters. They're not worried about who's coming here and what's going to happen here. They're the kings of the earth. They are focused on the spiritual, and they're only focused on the instruction that's coming through them, through Jesus, through their mouth. What instruction he's giving and the words he's saying to say, they're doing that. They are not concerned with other earthly matters whatsoever. It's all distraction, and it takes you and makes you stray away and go off path and off track. Takes you out of humility, straight into pride. You're not humbled anymore, because now you're operating out of an evil spirit. You've got to repent and come back. So the perfection in your flesh now gives you salvation. It's salvation from being natural to reign and rule the earth like kings and queens. Him in you as king. He's in you, the king of all. He's the king of everything. Using your mind, giving you instructions to take the earth back from the devil. Not waiting until it's destroyed. I mean, we should have been doing this from 2,000 years ago. Filled with Christ, and now ruling and reigning with his instruction in us, saying and speaking it and bringing it into manifestation to cause heaven here. But that hasn't been happening. Why? We're not meant to be playing theology wars or church. We're meant to be coming the full power of God on earth in our bodies, speaking his words and removing all evil from the face of the earth. Why do you think they don't want you to get this? Why do you think they don't want you to get this? But if you do, what will the earth be like? What will the earth be like for our children? Every person is subjected to the king. Every person on this earth is subjected to the king and his authority. And that authority is in you, because he is using your body. You're possessed by him. You believe it. You start to act that way. You start to let him come up and take over. It's sometimes as scary as that can be at the start. But he will humble you and he will use you. He can't use anything in pride. That all has to go. All that unbelief, all that fakeness, all that wanting to be special, all that wanting to be high-minded, all that immaturity, it all has to go. It's coming into full maturation, letting that Christ seed in you come into full maturation and literally being a king and a queen on the earth, reigning in complete dominion over every single person, and every evil and wickedness is removed off the face of the earth for good, permanently. This never changes. This is a permanent thing to happen on the earth. And that's eternal salvation. Him in you. So you've got to also understand that it's listening to the internal instruction and doing what he tells you to do. And it's going to be different for everybody. It's not going to be the same for everybody. I mean, he had me do a whole heap of different things. And all of that is, look, I can't even explain everything that I had to do. And I can't even explain why I had to do it all. But later on, I realized, he was training me in all different things. And that's the same. It's going to be the same for you. He will do different things and have you do different things. And, some don't. it's not about getting it checked with other people. It's listening to him inside and following the direction and the instructions that he gives you inside. I mean, he had me go to different places and I'm like, are you serious? Are you sure? I mean, you want me to go there? Yeah, you want me to do that? You know, and I was just like, this doesn't make any sense to me. It didn't make any sense to me. But I did it because I knew it was him and he was telling me to do it. And I knew that I had to be obedient to him if I wanted the fullness, the completion of him inside of my flesh, where I had complete dominion on the earth. That it's following every step by step instruction, going where he tells you to go, doing what he tells you to do, even though it might sound not, you know, it sounds weird or it's scary or it's out of your comfort zone. You can't, how can you rule and reign over an earth if you're a little bit too scared to go and say hi to this or do this or go and do that? Follow the instruction inside of you. It's an obedience to his voice inside of you. And if you do that, you'll do well. All right, so that's it. God bless you guys. And I'll talk to you next time. Love you guys. Bye.